Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, we have a What Would You Do?
What would you do?
Okay. Before we do this, think of someone in your family that you have to love because they're in your family, but also everybody's like, oh, God. They are the worst. Now, this is a very extreme version of this.
Okay.
She writes, my father-in-law is a jerk, but he's part of the family and he's still my father-in-law. He is old school, thinks women should serve men at mealtimes.
Yes.
And he should be served first because he is the breadwinner.
Oh, God.
That is old school.
Oh, boy. We typically ignore him. This weekend, I had had enough. Our families got together at our house for a big dinner. My husband and I cooked things we knew both families would like. The issue first started when my father-in-law tried to sit at one of the heads of the table, and my husband said, no, Dad, sit there.
Yes.
My husband sat at one end, and I sat at the other. My father and sister sat on either side of the table, as did his brothers, so my father-in-law was kind of in the middle, and he was already pissed.
Yeah, of course he is. Who does that? He's got a certain stature.
That is a very old school thing, like the oldest male or, you know, the man in the family sits at the head of the table. Like we did that as a kid just because that's where my dad's chair was, but he would have never been pissed if one of us were like, can we sit at the head of the table?
Right. No.
Or right now, if I was hosting a family event and I sat on one side and Ross sat on the other, my dad wouldn't pout because he had to sit in a different chair.
No, that's the difference between, a normal person and somebody who has expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad is the same way. He's always sat at the head of the table, but not because he demands it. It's just like, it's easier for your knees, Dad. Just sit there.
Yeah.
So food was on the table. Everyone is serving themselves family style.
Yep. Okay.
However, she writes, my father has a damaged nerve on his hand and he struggles with holding spoons or forks. So I offered to serve his plate while my sister served his drink. And then we all sat to eat. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Yep.
3 or 4 minutes later, my father-in-law, not quite shouting, but very loudly, is no one going to serve me my plate?
Oh, so the other dad got some assistance, but able-bodied D-bag dad didn't, and he's upset.
My husband looked at him confused and said, yeah, we don't do that here. My mother-in-law quickly jumped up and fixed his plate, but my father-in-law refused and said, the hostess did it for her father. She can do it for me. I'm sorry. Go F yourself.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, looks like you ain't eating today. Sit there and pout, old man. Okay. You want to talk about you expect things because you're the breadwinner? You ain't the breadwinner in this house.
Yeah, no bread from you.
Yeah.
Oh. You're not even going to be the bread eater now that you're being a butthole.
Yeah.
Okay, you're that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Your family's there. Everybody's seen it. Kelly, we'll start with you as the gender representative.
I get it. No, I'm happy
what
to
would
answer
you do?
This question. If I were her, and this is my father-in-law, I would laugh like I just did, and I would say, if you want to be treated like a child, I will treat you like a child. So you can sit there until you make your own plate, and you can starve if you decide that that's not something you are capable of doing on your own, sir. And then I would gladly make a plate for everybody else at the table just to show them how much of a bitch I can be.
Because you needed to be right, but also extremely passive-aggressive.
Yeah, good Lord. No way.
I've got a room if you want to go pout in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is ridiculous. So, she continues saying, my husband looked at him confused and said, no, we don't do that. Mother-in-law, so we heard that part. She replied, yeah, my father has an injured hand. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He refused to eat. I shrugged and said, starve if you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
He left with my mother-in-law. So he didn't even let his wife eat. What a piece of crap.
Yeah.
My husband is fine with it.
Well, that's good.
But now there's tension.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there is. But there was going to be tension anyway. The guy's a douche. He's a jerk.
I mean,
you don't have to love.
Thank God your husband gets it.
Yeah.
Because if he was like, can you just do it?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Oh,
gross.
Man, no way.
Yeah, no, it's good that.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.